The New Jersey Senate's Oversight Committee will hold a hearing tomorrow on the state's Board of Nursing. Some lawmakers and advocates say the board is improperly funded and understaffed to the point of crisis. For WHYY, Jeanette Beebe reports.
Keith Hovey says the New Jersey Board of Nursing is broken. He's an attorney who represents nurses who face disciplinary charges, from fraud to negligence. The problem, he says, is the board is backed up with so many cases that it can take months or even years to get a hearing.
They deserve fairness. They deserve their day in court. And they shouldn't have to work under a cloud as to whether or not they get to do the thing they believe they're called to do, simply because the current system allows them to languish into perpetuity.
One woman who feels called to nursing is Hovey's client. She only wants to be identified by her family name, Valeros, because her case is pending. 3 years ago, she was fired from her job at a Monmouth County hospital. She was accused of falsifying records and not providing proper care. She's disputing these charges and says the board doesn't have the whole story. She still doesn't know how this will end.
I want to get my life in order. So I've dealt with anxiety, I've dealt with like mood swings, and you know, I don't know what to do with myself half the time because of this. Like, what's going to happen to me? And not just me, but all the other people who are in limbo.
Last week, Governor Christie appointed 10 new members to the board, alongside 3 reappointments. Though this move fills the board, lawmakers holding the oversight hearing have other concerns. Democratic senators allege that Christie retaliated against 2 whistleblower board members, and the board still lacks a permanent executive director. For WHYY News, Jeanette Beebe.